With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The latest round of Russia-Ukraine peace talks lasted about 1 hour. Ukrainian President Zelensky says that now preparations are underway for the release of more POWs. Zelensky also says yesterday's surprise attack on 5 Russian military bases shows what Ukraine is capable of.
We also have stronger tactical solutions. Our operation Spiderweb yesterday proved that Russia must feel what its losses mean. That is what will push it toward diplomacy.
Yesterday's attack on a crowd in Boulder, Colorado, being investigated by the FBI as an act of terrorism. The crowd had gathered peacefully in support of Israeli hostages in Gaza when police say a man carrying an improvised flamethrower also started hurling Molotov cocktails.
President Trump was briefed on the situation in Boulder, which FBI Director Kash Patel has described, in his words, as a targeted terror attack. It took place when a volunteer Jewish community group called Run for Their Lives was concluding their weekly gathering to raise awareness for hostages still held by Hamas in Gaza after the October 7, 2023 attacks. In response, across the U.S., some local police departments are increasing presence at religious sites for the Jewish observation of the Feast of Shavuot, which continues through tomorrow night. George Williams, Washington.
And police say the suspect, a 45-year-old Egyptian man, is in the U.S. on an expired visa. A split Supreme Court declines to hear a challenge to state bans on semi-automatic rifles, so-called assault weapons. The justices turning down a case involving a decade-old Maryland law, similar to the laws in several other states. On Wall Street, the Dow down 175 points. This is SRN News. Another battle over a T-shirt.
The parents of a teenager in New Brunswick, Canada, are calling on lawmakers to take action after their son was suspended for wearing a straight pride shirt to school. The teenager was accused of committing a hate crime and sent home. Here in the U.S., the Supreme Court declined to take up a similar case in Massachusetts, where a boy was punished for going to school wearing a shirt that stated there are only two genders, male and female. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
California is trying out a complicated new system for allowing boys to compete against girls in school sports, but give the girls medals anyway. The plan would recognize a male, female, and transgender winner for each event in high school track and field. Sophie Laurie of California Family Council doesn't like the idea. She says if they have to create special exceptions and backdoor rule changes to placate frustrated athletes, that's not equality, that's a confession. Girls' sports should be for girls, full stop. This is SRN News. A battle of two all-NBA guards will headline this year's NBA Finals, beginning on Thursday in Oklahoma City.
The NBA Finals are set. It's the Oklahoma City Thunder versus the Indiana Pacers. Indiana clinched its first finals trip since 2000 with a Game 6 win over the New York Knicks on Saturday in the Eastern Conference Finals. The Thunder swept two head-to-head meetings between the clubs this season. Oklahoma City beat Minnesota in the West Finals in five games to reach its first NBA Finals since 2012. The matchup features a clash of two of the game's top young guards, NBA MVP Shai Gilgeous-Alexander of the Thunder and Tyrese Halliburton of the Pacers. I'm Geffen Kuhlbach.
The Blue Danube Waltz has finally made it into space nearly a half century after missing a ride on NASA's Voyagers. The European Space Agency's big radio antenna in Spain beamed the waltz into the cosmos on Saturday. SRNNews.com.